This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is a good day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Humphrey Bogart with one of the great lines from one of the great movies. Doesn't everybody know? I said, I can always stick my foot in my mouth by asking James whether he knows who Humphrey Bogart is and what Casablanca was. All right, James, take it away.
I mean, I know what Casablanca was, but I wouldn't know. What's his name?
Humphrey Bogart was the star of Casablanca. And it was just one of those things. When it was produced, Chuck Curry will tell you. We ought to ask him when he's here.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck would tell you that it was produced back in a time when the budgets were lean. Bogart was one of the big stars of the day, but this was produced as kind of a throwaway film. They didn't think anything was going to come of it. They didn't think it would be a big film. And it turned out to be, I think, the biggest film of the year. It was 1948, 1949, somewhere in there.
Definitely continues to chart, like, at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Quotable films.
Right. Yep, to be sure. All right, let's look at the weather for January. This is traditionally January and February are the coldest months of the year in most U.S. states. Temperature, we have, what do I have here? It's actually 27 at the farm. This morning is not bad. Nice, clear day. Jay, where you are in Cleveland, what's the temperature at the moment? You got any idea? Has it been pretty temperate in the 30s and 40s, which is what is normal for this time of year?
I feel like, yesterday it was chilly and rainy, a little bit overcast and everything like that. Today, mm-hmm. I think we're looking at 30s and 40s again.
Ah, all right.
We're supposed to have snow at some point this week.
Yeah, the people who are looking at global warming and worship at the altar of extreme weather and whether or not the planet is warming, I don't have to. Yes, the planet is warming. Yes, 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 it is. It's warming. But is it because of you and your irresponsible ways? Or is it because that's just the way the planet is? I know this is one of my foremost themes. One of the reasons that I don't like the Biden administration is because they are so focused. They're so like it's like a religion. Well, I've used the term religion. It's like a thing with them. And it's been good for business, bought a lot of new businesses. And do we need to be responsible? Is there a New Year's resolution that deals with all of this in your life? I think if you just resolve to be responsible with the way you use energy, maybe that takes care of it. But again, having some interesting New Year's conversations about extremities in our country and in our world, one of them that I spent a lot of time with people who were industrialists and big business folks that I was exposed to, people who have been very successful in various businesses. And to a person, they all have to deal with the business of the government trying to mandate things in your life, taking away choice, taking away your ability to think through things and decide for yourself what you want to do, because some big boogeyman in government has decided that we have to save the planet and the only way to do it is to have an electric car or whatever other things are being mandated. And frankly, it's good for some people that are buying new cars because they get tax breaks for it. But what are you really accomplishing?
There's some denser, more high-populated areas. Urban heat effect or whatever?
Yeah. It's not just cars. It's how you heat your home. It's a whole bunch of things. I know there are new laws going into effect this year here in Massachusetts. The stretch code is what it's called, and it requires the house to be sealed tight so that no air can get in and no air can get out. I don't want to live in a house like that. I mean, at least we have windows. We are designing the houses on the development that we're building so that, you know, there's lots of fresh air and sunshine, but in some circumstances, some of the commercial buildings, and you know this, when you go to a hotel, how many hotels now can you go to where you can actually open the window and let fresh air in?
Isn't that a safety hazard? Because,
well, it depends on whether it's on the 12th floor or not. You don't need it on the first floor. But it's easier to build them that way because you don't have to put in windows that open are more expensive than just plain panes of glass. So, you know, they can tell you, and I think that's a legitimate thing. There are some crazy people that want to go onto the 12th, you know, for 19th floor, whatever, and jump off.
Or break into the lower level floors.
Yeah, I just think that it's overdone. Maybe you can come up with some good reasons why, you know, it's a good thing to do, but I also think that there's a point in which it's getting ridiculous. And that point is right.
Yeah, it seems like it's
now
a lot about control.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, going back to the fact this is the coldest month, January or February, I went around the globe to see where the temperature is the coldest at the moment. All right, so you're ready for this? It's not Alaska. It's not anything. It's not the coldest place in the world is the East Antarctic Plateau, where the temperature today is 133 degrees below zero.
Wow.
You're like that. You can't even imagine that. Just go to the NASA website. You can see this. Nobody lives there, although they do have people that go down and do research and stuff down there, but it's not a permanently inhabited place. Actually, the coldest place on the planet where there are people who live is Northeast Siberia, which has a record low of 90 below. And so they are the whole thing about what the Russians, when they didn't, the Russian government wanted to get rid of you, they'd send you to Siberia. Well, that's the reason they sent you to Siberia, because there was not much hope, how do you survive in 90 degrees below? Even if you have if the heat goes out,
even
or you don't have
significant heat like that. And
right, exactly. Yeah, all right, so anyway, temperatures are and the whole business about global warming, and people say, I remember listening to Limbaugh say, global warming, look how cold it is today, there's no warming. That's not the implication of the phrase. The global warming pursuers, if you will, focusing on how the planet is changing, not how it's getting warmer or colder, although it is getting warmer to a point at any rate. So, you know, the past year was the hottest year on record, and that's the key phrase here. The hottest that people don't understand, the nuance of that. Temperatures and weather conditions and weather reports weren't gathered in a collective sense until 1880. So who knows what happened in 1715 or 1520 or 1295 or 6000 BC, whatever. It's foolishness. Why we get ourselves so wrapped up in this stuff, it's good to be aware and good to take action. Nothing wrong with that. But to think that this stuff, when you use that term, the hottest year on record, so what? We're only talking about 150 years. Planet's 4.5 billion years old. It's been going through these cycles forever and ever and ever and ever. And the reason I just want to put a kind of a slowdown, I'm looking at my city's website here and all of the business about what we're going to do in Framingham to fight global warming and we're going to get electric cars. No, no, no. I will register my complaint with my friend the mayor. I think that this stuff is way beyond, you know, what is reality. And it needs to, people need to put the brakes on this, like lots of other ideas that gain quick momentum. It's like a flash in the pan. So maybe, what's the New Year's resolution, Jay, that's appropriate for dealing with, responsibly, with changes that are happening on the planet? I don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of it is definitely happening. It's happening, and it would happen regardless of human beings, but we can't negate the fact that human beings are also causing some things to be
some of it
worse than they should be,
yeah,
or happening at a faster pace.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, two things can be true at once.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so anyway, lots of heavy stuff going on in the world for sure, but there are also a lot of good, fun things to come when we look ahead to 2024. There's a report from Jane Goodall. You know who she is? The lady who's kind of checked out the world.
Gorillas.
Yeah, with the gorillas and with living things and going around reporting about all the about the good stuff. And what's happening not only with the gorillas but with other things. And the animals, there are a lot of species that were on extinction alert, and they aren't so much now. So, you know, it's just kind of, let's cool it. Let's calm down a little bit and stop being so enthralled with what's on the screen at the moment. I think that I try to share the best stuff with you as I can. There are a lot of really good stories or a lot of good things that are happening. It's all of the news, not just the bad news. And here's an example. New York City police officer carried four older folks out of a burning building over the weekend. They weren't waiting for firefighters to come. This is a six-story apartment building, flames coming out the windows. So the officers ran in and grabbed these people and saved their lives. They would not have survived had they waited for the fire department. So there you go. What's wrong with that good story? 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's
no matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Christmas and New Year's was great. This is Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. It's social media time now. Every hour, if you're new to the program at this juncture, we take either some social media stories, trending stories about celebrities and stuff, talk about them, or we talk about the social media itself, maybe some of the technology. Parents and guardians are going to have more control. There's a new law that's gone into effect. A lot of new laws taking place at the beginning of the year. And this one focuses on children's social media usage. The Social Media Parental Notification Act goes into effect in Ohio this month. Jay, how do you think it's going to impact teenagers and even younger children? I think it's irresponsible of parents to get. I know you have a tablet for your Mac, but he's not using it. It's there for him.
Yeah, it's a learning tool. Yeah, but when it comes to social media, there's so much that even adults sometimes it's like we have to take a step back. That it can be hard on our mental health, comparing things, and also back in our day, Doug, if there was bullying ended when the school bell rang. Where nowadays kids are, if they're being bullied, they're being cyberbullied, they take it home with them. And granted, even though Facebook and Twitter, Instagram didn't exist when I was in high school, we had AOL Instant Messenger, so that was our social media, where if people were being bullied, they still would on that. But the minimum age that always was 13. So you had to have restrictions in place, and when you sign up for a new account, you'd have to say your age, and sometimes you can't access other parts, but it still doesn't really give you a lot of protections. And now they're updating that age to the age of 16 instead of 13, but you will need parental approval. and I'm not sure how they will. Yes, but I'm also I'm not sure how they're going to be monitoring this. Yeah, yeah, are parents going to have to put their driver's license in? Can a child take their parents' driver's license when they're not looking and put, you know, create their own account and lie that they're actually older than they are?
It looks like it depends on the website itself or the app. When consent is granted, is a written confirmation of the account sent to the parents. But again, you know, kids that are clever probably get around that. Or some parents won't care, and they'll say, "Oh, well, do whatever you want there, Sonny." And so that's kind of dicey.
And also something for us to all be aware, too, as parents, it's not about punishing your children either. It's about teaching. These are teachable moments and everything. And if your child is doing something on social media and you punish them or you don't really give the educational side of it where you were saying, like, here, not just this is wrong, but this is wrong and here's why it's wrong, here's what we could do instead, you're not stopping them from using social media. You're just helping them discover new ways to hide their social media use from you.
It's a pretty slippery slope, for sure. Also beginning this month, Amazon starts displaying advertisements in movies and TV shows on its Prime Video streaming service. So here you go. You thought it was free. You're paying $2.99 a month or whatever it is. And you can, now the price goes up another $2.99 if you don't want to see the ads. So you knew this was going to come sooner or later. They promised you, oh, you don't have to look at any ads. And now they're creeping in and they're going to be good guys offering you an ad-free alternative, which you thought you already had, right? You thought you were already being provided with something that doesn't have any ads. But now there are, I mean, it'll be more subtle and it'll be shorter and stuff. But it still is it's deceitful. There is a shift now, according to what I'm looking at here. The whole industry is going to start bringing in ads. So that Netflix, by the way, which is probably the most popular streaming service around the world, they have a new subscription tier. So and the same with Prime Video, and they're all do the same thing. All right, so know that that's what you're going to encounter this year when it comes to streaming services. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Gasoline prices are one thing, but are you paying too much for oil? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. AARP tells members most oil change shops slap a sticker on your windshield summoning you back in 3,000 miles. Check your owner's manual. Many newer cars use a synthetic oil that needs changing far less frequently. And keep tires properly inflated. Otherwise, you lose miles per gallon, as you will if you got a lot of junk in the trunk. Why haul around unnecessary pounds? You yourself might lose a few pounds if you simply grab the first parking space you see and walk a little more. It's estimated Americans spend some 17 hours and waste hundreds of dollars each year looking for a parking space. Get some steps in. You'll spend less on health care. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-3684.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden's budget proposal for 2025 aims to reduce the federal deficit in part by increasing taxes on high-income earners. Additionally, the plan unveiled Monday outlines measures to bolster Medicare and Social Security and foster the growth of clean energy employment opportunities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledges differences in perspective between himself and President Biden.
Look, we have our agreements on the basic goals, but we also have disagreements on how to achieve them. Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide. Our neck is on the line.
Netanyahu's remarks Monday followed a recent interview in which Biden said that an Israeli invasion of the city of Rafah would constitute crossing a red line. Americans believe high prices will continue for the foreseeable future. According to a recent survey by the New York Federal Reserve, consumers believe that the inflation rate will increase to 3% within the next year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
But look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. In the Salvation Army found.
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times and think to yourself, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Judy Garland, good God. there's something for... the reason that we're doing some of these memorable motion picture moments is because there is a lot of... there's history. There's a collective art to this. More so maybe than there is to stuff that's done today. I'm not saying, the good old days. A lot of things about today are much better than they were any number of years ago. I can look around over my lifetime and think, look at all the great stuff that there is today that we can enjoy. And, yeah, there were things culturally, and that's a cultural moment in the history of movie making and something that certainly a lot of people, when they hear it, they'll smile or they'll think to themselves, oh, what a fabulous movie. I, frankly, was never a fan of The Wizard of Oz. I didn't like it. I thought it was just kind of flat. But then, you know, I have a different cultural point of view. Give me a good Western that didn't. This is the test today. I don't like, isn't it funny how you get impacted by things that you learn that you know are true, like the way we treated the natives and the way, you know, the Indians, the only good Indian is a dead Indian from some of the old cowboys and how wrong all of that stuff is. I'm no liberal political thinker by any stretch of the imagination. That was one of the things, conversing with a lot of people who have different points of view politically over the weekend and realizing that some of the newfound friends that I had were libertarians the same as I am, in a sense. Just, okay, leave me alone. Let the government do what it has to do and needs to do to help people.
And nothing further than that.
And that's it. We're done. Finished. That would be nice to have that as a New Year, as a New Year's reality. Here's some other... we're talking about the New York City police people who saved those folks in the burning building over the weekend. Here's another thing. New York was busy over the weekend. A couple of officers helped rescue a man who fell onto the subway tracks. Unga bunga. The officers were conducting an inspection of a subway station. They saw this guy lose his footing and fall onto the subway tracks. You talk about it, as fast as those trains go through and as often as they do, they ran toward this fellow who was standing up but unable to get back onto the platform. And obviously, when you look at some of the body camera footage from the police, you can see the officer jumping down on the track because this guy can't move. And so they got him up. They pulled him up on the platform. But this is something, you know, we think, those of us who live in the country, that the most dangerous thing is to be on the road driving. Well, there are all kinds of damage. There's all kinds of danger in places all over the country. And living in the city in Brooklyn, New York, in January of 2024, yep, you can imagine how this could be a real... And the fact that they jumped on and saved him, good. So there you go. That's something good.
It's a pretty good story.
Yeah. Also, before I get into sky watching, I was kind of looking back. We're all talking about some of the new laws that are supposed to take place this year, supposed to start. There are a lot of state laws that took effect yesterday, and these we addressed a few of them earlier on. Some of the laws are pretty simple, allowing, for example, in Illinois, drivers to hang things off the rearview mirror. Okay, that's pretty simple. But then there are some other laws that are kind of fuzzy, if you will, things that deal with pornography, things that deal with taxes, things that deal with guns and LGBTQ stuff. I was looking back at some of the things, Jay, that have happened in the past year, the number of laws that were filed and then enacted that were targeting LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and queer. That's what that stands for. The American Civil Liberties Union says 508 bills impacting these folks. And of those 508 bills, 84 of them were passed into law, and many of them take effect this week. So what does this do for them to be just left alone? I think there's a, you know, I believe in live and let live. I think a lot of times some folks who are activists in these various communities who bring attention on themselves, sometimes even though they don't mean to create a problem, they're trying to create awareness, but they do step up the ignoramuses in the world trying to do something about them. And I just think, come on, what? Leave them alone. They leave. You know, if somebody's in your face and they're trying to convince you of something you don't believe in, then I can understand you being upset. But most of these people just want to live their lives and get, you know, along with things. And so why does it feel important that we have to pass laws around the country? The gender affirming care for minors is something I agree ought not to be. I'm for that. I don't think at 13 you know what your life is all about, and to begin stuff, especially in school, to have, you know, hormone therapy and surgery and stuff. I just think that's wrong.
To play devil's advocate, what about the instance of a child who is intersex?
I don't know what that means even. What do you mean, intersex?
The difference between sex and gender.
You mean?
Yeah, well, the difference between sex and gender. Sex is the chromosome level, and they may have the genetic composition of being male, but they have female body parts, or vice versa. That would be intersex. So then, if the child or the parents wanted to pick which gender, the gender-affirming care, would that be permitted in the intersex?
I'll play devil's advocate with you playing devil's advocate with me. Where did this start? Where did it begin? How did it begin? It just seems to have fallen on us in the last 4 or 5 years. That is, not the LGBTQ, that stuff, no. That's been around forever. They're in gay people forever, because that's part of the reality of life. But to have some of these, the answer to the question, Jay, that you presented, I don't have. I don't know what to tell you, because I don't know that I understand it, frankly. And I don't know that most people understand it. And that's why it ought to be kind of kept in the realm of over there someplace. So that the folks that need to have whatever attention they need to have, they get the attention, but it doesn't become a major upheaval and change the course of events of history, because there aren't that many people. And even if there are a large number of people, which I'm not convinced that there are, that we, you know, change everything to accommodate stuff that isn't a problem to begin with. If it's a problem, then you deal with it. If there's bullying, or if there are people that are being abused because of their sexual orientation, or because of the way they live, or the way they look, or whatever it is, that's just wrong. What business, I guess I'd really turn this around and ask to those of you who find this to be a problem, other than the business that I said, you know, the having hormone therapy and surgery when you're 12, 13 years old. That doesn't ring a bell for me. And yes, that term intersex youth, are they transgenders? Is that how you basically explain?
Well, transgender is somebody who is born either male or female and then identifies as the opposite sex. Where intersex, you may have the chromosomes of one sex, one gender, but say it like you have the chromosomes that would make you female, but you have a male appendage. That's intersex. Mm-hmm. And sometimes intersex children identify as what they were born with the chromosomes, but they have certain hormones that they need to have gender-affirming care, essentially. Or they identify with the male appendage over their chromosomes.
This is, I was talking about the libertarian streak and the people I was talking to over the weekend and a number of gatherings that I attended, and talking about the whole business of the sexual stuff and where it begins and how you handle it. Why is it my responsibility, excuse me, or society's responsibility to deal with these individual things, maybe gender, transformation? Oh, isn't that so personal that it shouldn't? It's like Roe v. Wade or abortion. I mean, I was sitting with some of the most conservative Trump supporters in the country, and they all agreed to a person a woman's right to choose is a woman's right to choose, and the government has no play in it whatsoever, no say, and should be out of it. So this is, the older some of these rules are, maybe they become inculcated in our lives and then they are more acceptable. And maybe that's why every time it comes up for a vote in these various states that have had, they put the Roe v. Wade thing up on the ballot and they all win. It's that people want to have privacy. And I don't know why it doesn't apply to all of these other things here that we're talking about. Mind your own business. Why is it if you're so insecure in your own sexuality that you have to make fun of somebody else's sexuality?
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My home remains the lowest room for my feet. She was pure like snow flakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never fall.
AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Monday on the Good Day program. Time for us to have a visit with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. Nick is a person who travels around the country and around the world inspecting new cars, inspecting new models. He gets invited by all the big car companies to go drive the new cars and see what they are all about, to give them hopefully a thumbs up. And then there are other things that are going on in the world of automobiles that are very novel, like the sale of a presidential limo. You want to tell us the story about this? I never saw an Imperial as a presidential limo. Lincolns and Cadillacs.
Yes.
But
yes,
the Imperial was the comparable Chrysler to the upscale Lincoln and the upscale Cadillac. And yet here's one for sale.
Yes, 1964 Imperial Crown Gear presidential limousine. It's on the auction block. They're expecting it to get about $125,000 to $150,000. Probably after this segment, it'll get more because there'll be more interest in it. This was Kennedy's presidential limo. It was part of his fleet. It actually carried Jacqueline Onassis to the funeral of President John F. Kennedy, and also Lyndon B. Johnson to his inauguration, his second inauguration. It was part of the presidential fleet since 1969. Originally cost $18,500. When did anything cost $18,500 for a car? But it was a 1964. Right, right. 1964, yeah. Chrysler Imperial Baron originally. And it now only has 15,109 miles on it. So it's quite a steal at that point. It was actually its special body from Italy, from the Carazione Ghia in Turin in Italy. And it was taken.
They were responsible for the Carmen Ghia, which was a Volkswagen. Yeah. In fact,
yes.
So I thought that was interesting that they applied it to the same, not the same design, but the same technology and a Chrysler. All right, so that's that story. Let's talk about the top vehicles in America. What is the top in what? Sales, top in reliability? What is this as a Consumer Reports thing?
Yeah, so the interesting thing about Consumer Reports, and one thing that people should know about Consumer Reports, is they don't kowtow to any car company. They actually purchase vehicles themselves with their own money.
Right.
And they don't get given them, and then they test them, and then they destroy them a lot of times. Like, they put them through so many tests. And so there's no car company pressure to tell everybody which is the best, which is the worst. And they come up with vehicles in every class, and they do, you know, the honest test, and they put them through their paces. And it's quite interesting to see what comes out top when they put car against car. And not really surprising is Toyota's RAV4 comes out as their top in its class. The plug-in hybrid version, which we have been touting for a long time, you know, electrics aren't necessarily the best. If you're going to need something with a plug-in hybrid is much better. That's the Toyota RAV4 Prime, comes the top of its class there. The Prius as well comes the top of its class, does about 39 miles a gallon. Interestingly enough, I didn't expect to see this, but Tesla in their electric, but in Toyota again wins with the Highlander, Ford with the Maverick, and BMW with their X5. And I have to tell you, I'm currently driving a BMW X5, and this is one of the best vehicles I've actually been in a long time. It's been around 20 years. This thing is stable. It's really well made.
I'm lost on the criteria. The top vehicles in what respect? Consumer Reports
says. In the respect of longevity, usability, reliability, they really rough ride them. They'll put them off road, on road, corner them at speeds. They do everything but run them into walls, basically, to see how they hold up. And after running them for hundreds and hundreds of miles, they see what the damage is to them, how they hold up, and how well they drive, and how dirty the oil is. Everything like that. The sort of thing that we don't do with our own vehicles. You know, we don't drain the oil off and see how sort of what the metal shavings are like in the oil. That type of thing. This is the sort of test that Consumer Reports is doing, and they're measuring every ounce, every drop of fuel that it uses.
I'm looking at the Tesla Model Y. I don't know anybody who's had one of these that likes them. They've had them for a long time. So this is a short-term sort of thing. Buy them now and run. That's what it feels like to me. This list. Am I right or not?
That's the one that stands out as not my favorite, I'll tell you, on their list. But everything else I said was solid.
Yeah. Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com, here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.